Hello again. I'm out in the backyard in my recliner chair again. It seems like this is the last time I was on. I was in the recliner chair, and that was earlier today at 1 o'clock. At 1 o'clock I was on. So I'm sitting here, and I'm looking at the quarter moon. What do they call that? Oh, excuse me. They don't call that a quarter moon. They call that a... Yeah, it's about a quarter of a moon. It's a little dark. But I swear the moon is in exactly the same place it was last night when I came out here. But it was just getting dark. Did time change? No, I guess not. Anyway, so I was thinking of what I did today. What I did today was I cooked a piece of chicken in an old thing that I had like bought years and years ago, but I just kind of found it packed away. It was an old microwave cooker. I mean, you put it in the microwave to cook. And so I had some chicken soaking in some oranges. I had some oranges that were getting on, and I thought, I'll cut them up, and I'll put them in a little water in a chicken and let it soak overnight, marinate. Soak, same thing. And let it marinate overnight. And then this morning I'll try that my microwave cooker and see if I can cook the chicken in the microwave. I get these crazy ideas because I don't think I ever really used it. So, and I don't have the instructions to it, so I just had the top on loose. But that was very interesting. And then I came and I added a little teriyaki sauce to it and just a few other things too. What else? Fish sauce. I don't know. A couple things. And then it was tasting really good. I was going, oh my gosh, this is like really good. Now if I just add some noodles, so. Normally you cook noodles in just water, you know. And there's a reason for that, because the noodles come out just fine. They're just store-bought packaged noodles. But I was thinking, well, the water's already hot. What the heck? I'll just throw the noodles in there, put back in the microwave for a couple minutes, and then the noodles will cook. So then they weren't quite done, and I put them in for like 2 more minutes. And so I go, whoa, nice and soft now. Everything's looking good. And I could add some broccoli and, I don't know, some other things, carrots and some things I had in the refrigerator. So this is like a whip together with one chicken breast. Gosh, the cars are loud tonight. Anyway, so finally it was done. And the liquid part of it was just delicious. I don't know. I don't even know what I did, but it was really good. And then I thought, okay, I'll take a bite of the noodles. But the noodles were like this paste. It's like a ball of dough in my mouth. And I go, whoa, something must be wrong there. And I'm thinking, do I cook it more? Or is it like, it must be overcooked because it's just like a ball of paste. So anyway, I ended up straining out the delicious juice and picking the chicken out of there and throwing the noodles out because that was gross. But I still all have that now. I might cook some noodles in regular water. Then I was thinking maybe it was the orange that screwed up the noodles. I don't know. But tomorrow I'm going to try some make bread. So I don't know. I'm going to make some whole wheat bread and some French bread. And I still have to go to the store. Oh my gosh, it got kind of late. What time is it? No, it's only 7 o'clock. So tomorrow I'm going to go to the store. I need to get some active yeast, and I'm going to make the best French bread and some wheat bread. And I was thinking about, let's see, is it wheat bread that you can put olive oils in it? Oh, I haven't made bread for so long. I'm going to have to get, I guess I'll get on the internet and find out how. In fact, it's so nice. You can go on YouTube and there's so many recipes and videos on this anymore. It's just amazing. Do you know, in my day, you had to go to the library if you wanted to learn a new recipe or look something up. Or you could go to your, I guess not the dictionary, but the Encyclopedia Britannica. You know, that was a million years ago. It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing that in just such a short time, all this knowledge is coming together. Maybe 2012 is the end of the world. But I can tell you one thing for sure. I absolutely know that my 5 minutes is now up. It is the end of the world as far as audio goes. Bye.